Howdy, heathens. I just wanted to make a quick apology for being so inconsistent with our episode releases. It's mostly my fault. It's been particularly bad recently. But moving forward, I'm going to do my best to make sure that we get episodes out every Sunday and Wednesday. So that's a new episode every Sunday and every Wednesday. Fingers crossed from here on out. I also wanted to shout out the wonderful Paulette for producing the last few episodes. I think they are much better episodes for it. And I wanted to thank you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And by guys, I don't mean any gender specifically. I mean y'all. So thank y'all. And also, two more quick apologies. One, my audio is really bad on these next few episodes. I don't know why. And two, it seems like we have accidentally used Gospel Creek in two episodes, their rendition of Amazing Grace. So here it is again. Please don't sue us. Bye-bye. Howdy, everybody. Welcome back to Reading Heathens, the Unholy and Holy Uninformed Bible Study Podcast. I'm your host, Adam B., here with your other host, Daniel T. How you doing, Daniel?
It's a beautiful day, Adam. Got us another guest. Somebody decided to come back.
Well, that was a hell of an intro, Daniel.
You guys couldn't keep me away.
Yeah, no, no. Daniel didn't even ask me how I was. I, like, actually had something planned to say.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. Let's go.
No. Fuck you, Daniel. Okay. How you doing, Brady?
I'm doing great, Adam. How are you? What's new? What's going on with you, buddy?
Oh, man. You know, it's one of those days where you prepare, like, a long statement for the top of your podcast, and then everything gets derailed, so that's how I am. What's new with you, man?
School started a couple days ago, so back to teaching. I don't know, for all of you who have been paying close attention to my last guest spot, my acting one class that I was pitching did not go above the four students, so I'm really disappointed.
What, you didn't get the heathens bump?
I didn't get that coveted college heathens bump for my acting one class, but, you know, we're doing it anyway, so, yeah.
Well, that gives you a chance to get really close with those four students.
I'm really going to break them down psychologically this semester in ways that they're not prepared for, I think.
That's awesome.
A lot of one-man plays?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Well, how are you doing, Adam? I want to hear this story. How are you doing?
No, it's fine. I've already been burning the pages of my journal. Brady, when were you last on? What, do you remember what chapter you were on for? It wasn't too long ago.
No, it was somewhere in the 30s. There was some. Yeah, there was some rape and some revenge and some names, as I seem to recall.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Classic Bible stuff.
Yeah. I think it's probably like 20 chapters ago, something like that.
Certainly glad to have you back.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot has happened.
Hopefully we'll have you on all the way through the end of Genesis.
Yeah, let's do it.
We're almost done with this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to end at chapter 50. So it's coming right up.
Let's go ahead and drop into Genesis chapter 48. Now, in some prior episodes, we were reading the chapter in full atop the episode. And to me, that seemed really, really boring. And like, I definitely would not listen to a podcast with that format. So if you disagree with that, you know, send us an email to our complaint line and we might change it back. But for now, I'm just going to read this thing in chunks and we can discuss as we go along.
Well, actually, Adam, this leads me into something that I was chatting with you about before we started. I'm going to do a little bit of a plea to all the heathens out there. A beg. But we're desperately trying to create a product that's worth listening to, and we think we're getting close.
Brady, our numbers are through the roof right now.
Yeah,
that's the truth. But yeah. As in compared to where they were, they're much higher.
We are getting at least one listener from Germany, so we're international. But anyways. Here's what we're saying. Like Adam was saying, we're going to try something new today, a little kind of a modified version of what we started with. But here's what I'm going to say, everybody. If you will please send us some constructive criticism via our Instagram @hostedpod, and the first 10 people, which I'm, or what did I say? Yeah, 10's a good number.
Mm-hmm,
I'm,
yeah,
I'm retracting from my original 15. The first 10 people who give us some good constructive criticism who are not immediate friends of ours will receive a special Heathens coin, a Reading Heathens coin.
What?
What did you call it, Adam?
A token?
A token. A Reading Heathens token.
An Alpha Fan Heathens token.
Yeah, yeah. We're designed and created by your wonderful podcast host. We'll send it to you, to our friend in Germany. If you were to send us a DM, you know, somebody will have to, I'll have to, you know, I'm just a hillbilly. I don't know how to send things internationally, but we'll
and
figure
also,
it out.
And also, the coins are going to be made out of plastic.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be made out of plastic. I'm going to 3D print them out right here.
Well, I mean, if that's not enough to get at least 10 people up and on the internet, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
And listen, just tell us what you think about the podcast. What do you think about the readings? What you think about how we do it, if you're having fun or if you hate it. I don't know. But it would just be it would be nice to know that humans are out there and it's not just not just poor Paulette.
I mean, we know it's not just poor Paulette because our graph's going straight through the roof, Daniel.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, that was long and needy, and I feel ashamed.
Yeah, me too.
Genesis chapter 48, out of the World English Bible, because this one's in the public domain. So if you're following along in a real Bible, this one might seem shittier. All right, so we're picking up. Jacob has come to Egypt to see Joseph, and at the end of the last chapter, Joseph was like, I'm getting old. Or Jacob was like, I'm getting old, right? And where we ended?
Mm-hmm. He's super old.
So old Jacob in Egypt with all his sons. Genesis chapter 48. After these things, someone said to Joseph, behold, your father is sick. He took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. Someone told Jacob, behold, your son Joseph comes to you. And Israel strengthened himself and sat on the bed.
Oh, like Grandpa Joe and Willy Wonka.
Yeah, he was revived by that golden ticket.
Yeah.
Jacob said to Joseph, God Almighty appeared to me at Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me and said to me, behold, I will make you fruitful and multiply you, and I will make of you a company of peoples, and will give this land to your offspring after you for an everlasting possession. Now your two sons who were born to you in the land of Egypt before I came to you and to Egypt are mine, Ephraim and Manasseh, even as Reuben and Simeon will be mine. So Jacob is saying that to Joseph that his sons are his.
Yeah, this confused me completely, because it was like, what does he mean he is his? Like, he's just taking kids now. He's like just upgrading his grandsons. And this whole story will be like filled up in like future chapters, but for this conversation in this chapter, essentially what has happened according to the Quest Bible and other sources, these kids were born in Egypt. So yeah. People are going to essentially think of them as Egyptian kids. So what he's doing here is he's raising them up that totem pole of inheritance. So that, and also okay. We'll find out later that Jacob is still not a fan of Reuben or Simeon or Levi. And so he's really just fucking them out of some inheritance right now and putting Jacob's kids, in a little bit more power.
Joseph's kids.
Or yeah, Joseph's kids in a little bit more power.
Okay.
Nice. Gotcha. Playing favorites. Cool.
Yeah. Which happens in this family.
That is the story of Genesis so far is playing favorites. So, picking back up with verse 6. Your offspring, whom you become the father of after them, will be yours. They will be called after the name of their brothers and their inheritance. As for me, when I came home from Paddan, Rachel died beside me in the land of Canaan on the way, when there was still some distance to come to Ephrath, and I buried her there on the way to Ephrath, also called Bethlehem. I'm going to call it that. Israel saw Joseph's sons and said, "Who are these?" Joseph said to his father, "They are my sons, whom God has given me here." He said, "Please bring them to me, and I will bless them." Now the eyes of Israel were dim for age, so that he couldn't see well. Joseph brought them near to him, and he kissed them and embraced them. Israel said to Joseph, "I didn't think I would see your face, and behold, God has let me see your offspring also." Joseph brought them out from between his knees, and he borrowed himself, and he bowed himself with face to the earth. Joseph took them both, Ephraim in his right hand, and Ephraim in his right hand, toward Israel's left hand, and Manasseh in his left hand toward Israel's right hand, and he brought them near to him. Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it on Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand on Manasseh's head, guiding his hands knowingly, for Manasseh was the firstborn. He blessed Joseph and said, "The God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has fed me all my life long to this day, the angel who has redeemed me from all evil beside the lads, and let my name be named on them, and the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, let them grow into a multitude upon the earth." Can you guys make anything out of that?
I think I'm pretty sure this is how the hokey pokey was invented.
So there's some weird, like, some crossing of the arms,
yeah,
or crossing of the children, but I think this is the point it's getting to.
Yeah, well,
that's just kind of a general blessing that he gives to Joseph up top, and now Joseph's gonna step in. When Joseph saw that his father had laid his right hand on the head of Ephraim, it displeased him. He held up his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head to Manasseh's head. Joseph said to his father, "Not so, my father, for this is the firstborn. Put your right hand on his head." So Israel is like a little senile, is what Joseph thinks, to the point where he's just taking his father's hands and moving them around. No.
Bless him instead. Let's just put that hand right over here.
Okay, Pop.
Well, I will give you the Quest Bibles, how they kind of account for all this.
Oh man, they're gonna sue the hell out of us, Daniel. We're really leaning on the Quest Bible right now.
Quest Bible.
The Quest Bible and other sources that we'll say. Anyways, it's pretty obvious, right? Like it's the right hand and left hand thing is you'll want the right hand, which is the right hand is the strength, privilege, honor, and blessing is what the right hand gives you. Anyways, it's supposed to be on the older kid. And
right.
He's got it on the younger kid. And then I think we'll find that Jacob, I don't know if he's covering up his mistake or what, but he just says, no, I meant to do it that way. This is how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if my eyes don't work.
This is verse 19. His father refused and said, "I know, my son, I know. He also will become a people, and he will also be great. However, his younger brother will be greater than he, and his offspring will become a multitude of nations." Which is just like, what I think is, you know, when they first brought out the kids, I think the younger brother did something that showed a little bit of respect to old Jacob. Mm. That's what I think. And he was like, "I'll show that little asshole firstborn."
Well, also, something that I had to do a little bit of research to remember what has gone on.
Go figure.
Yeah, because I can't remember. And it's kind of interesting, and it's kind of fun since we're finishing up this chapter. In all of Genesis, this has happened like multiple times. It happened with Abraham's family, essentially, because it happened with Abraham's kid, Isaac and Ishmael. So Isaac, the younger one, got the blessing. And then Isaac, he was senile too, I think. Jacob, then the younger one, stole the blessing from Esau, who was the older one.
I guess that's a good reason why Jacob could be doing this, as he's already fucked with blessings.
Well, and also it happened, I don't know the exact scripture, like when it happened, but this apparently also happened with Joseph and Reuben. So it's a long family line of giving the younger one the blessing and the older one gets screwed over.
Interesting.
Well, let me finish this reading off right quick. In verse 20, he blessed them that day saying, "Israel will bless you," saying, "God make you as Ephraim and Manasseh." He set Ephraim before Manasseh, however you say that name. Israel said to Joseph, "Behold, I am dying, but God will be with you and bring you again to the land of your fathers. Moreover, I have given to you one portion above your brothers, which I took out of the hand of the Amorite with my sword and with my bow."
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
What a badass.
So he's basically like, hey, I stole this little chunk of land that I'm going to give you, Joseph.
You and your kids can stay in this little stolen piece I took.
Uh-huh. And that is the end of Genesis chapter 48. That's a quick one.
Yeah, that's a quick one.
That was nice.
You know what? Leave it to Jacob to take multiple chapters to die. You know? It's just like, this man, he's just so dramatic. He can drag anything out.
He says, look, I am dying. And he's still alive, so we've still got time. He's not dead yet.
We got to do a whole nother chapter.
Yeah, I think we got another chapter of him dying coming up. I wanted to... Oh, I remember. I was going to look up what our Amazing Grace was.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm happy. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and say it for real. We can end this with Genesis. This can end with Genesis.
Why do you think I'm so happy right now, Dan? This is an acceptable place to give up and be like, yeah, we did it.
Yeah.
We did a thing.
Now let's just create an intro music and that'll just be it. Like every other podcast does.
This week's Amazing Grace was recorded by Gospel Creek.
Ooh.
What?
So I'm guessing they would not approve of this podcast or being featured upon it.
Don't tell anybody. Don't let Gospel Creek know.
Well, what would you rate this chapter, guys?
What's the scale? Are we doing five stars, sandals, or...
I would say for this chapter, you can either bless it with your right hand or bless it with your left hand.
Oh, great, yeah. I'm going to bless it with... Okay, I'm ready. I'm going to bless it with my left hand, knowing that I wanted to bless it on the other side, and then someone will try to correct me and say, no, it's supposed to be on that side. I say, no, I definitely want it on this side. That's how much I enjoyed it.
So, to clarify, you did or did not enjoy it?
This is as confusing as the Bible.
Yeah, it's blessed, right? Everyone's getting blessings here. Some are preferred above others, but yeah.
Yeah.
I'm passing some blessings around for this one.
What about you, Daniel?
Well, I'll add as I am to do, I'll draw this out for a long time.
Great.
But I'm excited.
I do want to say that there at the end, Jacob threw in a little fib, as far as I'm concerned, because he says that he took over the Amorites with a sword and bow. And I turned to the Torah to find out that, in fact, it never said that he did that. That's a fib.
Oh really? Goodness. It doesn't say that in the Torah?
It doesn't say that anywhere that he took over the Amorite land.
You mean it isn't recorded earlier in the Bible? Because yeah, I know there wasn't a story about it in the Bible, but you're saying the Torah cuts this verse out?
Oh no. The Torah.com just explains it better than any Bible website does.
Well, what does it say?
It says that there's no previous text about him taking the Amorites' land. And it gives explanations like, because eventually people do take that land. It's a prophecy that he just gave us. Some Israelites take that land. But he's saying that he took it and he never did. So some people...
Oh, so it's not a prophecy. What it is whoever wrote the Bible was like, hey, don't the Israelites own that land? Yeah, how'd that come to be? I don't know. Let's say Joseph took it or Jacob took it.
Yeah. Well, in celebration for the end of Genesis and the first fib of the Bible, I'm going to go ahead and give this a right hand blessing.
Nice.
The first fib of the Bible. Well, what are you saying it is, Daniel? Do you think it's a prophecy or you think it's a fib?
I think it's probably what you said. Later on in the Bible, somebody does take over that land that is a descendant of Jacob. So I think it's just something that got misconstrued or double talked, you know.
A little revisionist history is what we got going on.
Just right translated there. Barely incorrectly, instead of being this land will be taken by my sword and
yeah,
to
yeah.
This land was, I don't know.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know, I really thought going through it the way we used to would make things more clear. It didn't. I'm blessing this one with my left hand and just two of the fingers on my left hand.
That's a pretty good blessing still, though.
Yeah. Thumb and the pinky. I'm spreading it across the forehead, you know, kind of like, is it in The Lion King? Where in some Disney film, they break open a thing and dip fingers in and, like, spread across the forehead.
Yeah, that's The Lion King. He,
That's Citizen Kane.
Yeah.
You're mistaken. It's Citizen Kane.
Oh, okay. Yeah, of course. I think about that movie all the time. Yeah. Can't get it out of my head.
They crack open like a coconut style thing, but it has like red stuff inside of it. It's almost like a hard grapefruit they crack open.
That's because the coconut was in heat.
That makes so much more sense now.
Yeah, glad I could clear that up.
Yeah, I was always confused by that part of the Lion King. I was like, what is this thing? It was a coconut in heat. Now we know.
Well, Brady, I sure am glad you were here, because I can see our download graph trending downward very quickly.
You're going to get that Central Arkansas bump, baby. Here we go.
That's what I'm talking about.
I disagree, Adam. This episode was no worse than all the other bad ones.
Well, everybody, we're going to get out of this one faster than usual, because the next one is going to be great. Brady, you got anything to plug?
I want to plug this episode because I think it was really good. And I want to plug the next one, too, because it's going to be even better.
Hell yeah. Email us at hostedpod@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram at hostedpod. If you don't, we'll continue to beg for interaction and offer to send more plastic coins.
Oh, yeah. Get those plastic coins.
That's what I'm talking about. 2020, the year of excess plastic.
Yeah.
Brady, you get your own complimentary coin no matter what.
Yes. I'm definitely coming back for another episode.
Eventually, those coins can be redeemed at our merch store where we will be selling autographed copies of Gideon Bibles.
Yeah, that we've taken from
stolen from hotel
different hotels in the LA County area.
As Daniel and I move from hotel to hotel after our girlfriends leave us.
That would actually be such an expensive ordeal to pay for hotel rooms and then just take the Bible out.
All right, everybody. Bye-bye.
Adios. Nice.